Hello, everyone. I'm Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s HeartLink Show. Welcome. And as I connect to as many hearts as possible, we are creating more freedom, light, and love, one interview at a time. My programs will bring you insights into the great awakening that is underway on planet Earth as we approach 2012. I'll keep you abreast of the latest tools available for anchoring a greater and healthier reality into your life. I'll be interviewing leading-edge experts in the metaphysical, scientific, paranormal, and spiritual realms. Stay tuned for the next hour as I speak with Hollywood astrologer Terrence Gardino. And you can call in with your questions at the bottom of the hour. So the 800 numbers are available right there on the website. And do call in, because this should be a fascinating show. We're going to be talking about current trends, and then we'll go to your questions on astrology. So I'm very excited about this show. But first I'm going to introduce myself. And I am a transformational coach, counselor, and educator. And if you go to my website at heartlinkinstitute.com, you can learn about what I do. I offer all sorts of courses, both at the HeartLink Institute and online. And I instruct those who are interested in becoming life coaches and life counselors. So if you're interested in a certification program, please do contact me. And now I'm going to also mention my crop circle cards before we start with Terrence. I just want to mention that this is an oracle deck that I created back in the late 90s, in which I use 64 of the crop circle designs. And so it's very inspirational. And it really does answer your questions through this wonderful system. And do go to heartlinkinstitute.com to find out about purchasing those crop circle cards. And now, just allow the energies of sacred love to flow through you. And as I say the blessing of the day, which comes from the Gayatri Prayer, let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds and hearts, and may we awaken as that light. All right, so good things are coming your way. And now, without further ado, let me introduce my guest, Hollywood astrologer Terrence Gardino. He is a consultant, teacher, lecturer, and the author of the book called The Seasons of Astrology. And he's been involved with astrology for quite some time, has had his own TV show for 20 years approximately, also contributing astrologer now for the DailyOM.com website. And he has his own website, which is fantastic. I highly recommend you go there after our show. And that is astro-counseling.com. And Terry has appeared on numerous radio shows and TV programs across the country. And welcome, Terrence.
Thank you, Carrie. So glad you're here. Finally.
It was touch and go there for a moment, but
I think it's the lunar eclipse coming up.
It probably is. We're going to get really revved up today in the show, I'm sure, with the energies that you'll be explaining to us, because I really do want us to kind of focus on current trends. But first I'd like to ask you, would you explain a little bit about your book, The Seasons of Astrology?
Okay, Carrie L. It's called The Seasons of Astrology, how your biological clock is the link to your sun sign personality. I started it in 2003, and I was coming across some more information about the biological clock and how light and darkness determines your eating habits, your sleeping habits, and it creates and the biological clock stimulate the physiological reaction in the body. And as I started to study that a little bit, I found that it takes approximately 6 weeks for the newborn baby, humans, to kind of ingrain these patterns. And then I started to think about how each month of the year are the different signs, and we always know that there's this essence of the personality that runs through Capricorns, Aquarius, Pisces, and we've seen it for thousands of years. And that's when I started to connect that the light, the amount of light and darkness each month is different, and each sign is different. And perhaps the where astrologers in the past has tried to give the astrological signs characteristics from the seasons, you know, are you a spring personality, a summer personality, but let's look at it from the biological clock that's stimulated from the light and the dark that's always different. And so I just was using kind of the essence of what light means and what dark means, and when there's more light, what that might mean to the personality, when there's more dark, and as it moves from January to February to March. And the book just helped write itself. I mean, I just had the idea of the theory, and then I just started to write, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I really do appreciate your expertise, and you know, I know a little bit about astrology, but you really know how to. You're a great observer, and you just go right to the root of things. And when I read that book, I said, "Wow." Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, that, you know, how we are seeking more light, especially beginning at Capricorn and moving on through the next 6 months. And then at Cancer, then we start seeking more of the inner, the collective consciousness.
Yeah, that's the point. The darkness would be the inner. And as you hit summer, it's actually on the first day of summer, it starts to the next day. There starts to be four more minutes of darkness than light. And there is the person's personality starting to turn more inward. And being more inward is being more concerned with the collective or others or selflessness, as opposed to more light is more ego, more the self.
Mm-hmm. Not to make either one wrong. I mean, they're both... And it's just how we approach life.
Exactly.
And it's just wonderful. Now I understand why I gravitate towards certain people.
Yes, the book will give a lot of interesting information on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Terrence, we are being inundated with problem after problem right now on the planet. And I don't mean to laugh at that. I mean, that's not terribly funny. It's ludicrous, I think, but other than that, we need to really get it together somehow, and I know astrology can help us with that. And so do you have some insights on what's going on?
Oh, I could talk for hours. And if you go to my website, I have a number of videos. In fact, I just did a video today I posted online on Jupiter, which can indicate where there's some optimism, some support, some help, how to get through this. It'll help, you know, show you how you can direct this energy in a more positive way. And I've written a number of articles. I'm going up to 2012 and Pluto moving into Capricorn. But right now,
I'm going to mention your website. That's www.astro-counseling.com.
Yeah.
And it is an excellent website.
Thank you. Okay. When I did my monthly video forecasts, for August, what I said on each of the 12 videos was this was going to be a very unpredictable, turbulent month because we had a solar eclipse, which happens every 6 months, but we had a solar eclipse on August the 1st. And this Saturday, we're having a full moon lunar eclipse. So there's a lot of unstable energy. Along with that, if we look to the chart of the United States of America, born July the 4th, 1776, now different astrologers will give different times that, you know, that it began giving a different rising sign. I don't really care about that because the planet Mars was at 21 degrees of Gemini from the day before through the next day. Okay? Mm-hmm. Uranus, every 21 years, forms a hard angle to 21 degrees of Gemini. And the whole month of August 2008, Uranus is forming this hard angle to Mars of the chart for the USA. Mars is the planet of war, of impatientness, impulsiveness, explosions. Uranus can be the unpredictable, the unexpected. And so we are being drawn so close into war. In fact, today on CNN, I heard that Russia threw the gauntlet down and said, are you with us? Are you against us? And Bush says, we're against you. And this, between the solar eclipse and this full moon lunar eclipse coming up, when everything is going to be very reactive, very emotional, and I looked at the lunar eclipse chart for August 16th, 2008, because I can do a chart for the moment of the eclipse, and Mars is at 28 degrees of Virgo, and Pluto is at 28 degrees of Sag, and Virgo and Sag clash. Pluto is power, control, dominance, in hard angle to Mars, the warrior planet. So, and then we've seen all this violence and accidents around the world and at the Olympics. But as the full moon lunar eclipse, things are getting hotter and hotter. And I am very concerned about the whole international scene with Russia. So, yes, it's very, it's scary out there.
Wow. And so we have the lunar eclipse come the 16th, this Saturday. Let's just send out a prayer right now that
okay.
We're going to get through this without starting World War III. This is, we're going to, how do we want to say that? We want to be positive about it. That we're going to envision harmony and peace, and that love prevails on the planet.
Amen to that. But I want to look at this solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse can, if it affects your astrology chart, can create a lot of emotional reaction. So the point is, if you find yourself in the next several days, over the next week, becoming very emotional, breathe, count to 10, try not to react. And a lunar eclipse can affect you up to 3 months or so. A solar eclipse, which was August the 1st at 9 degrees of Leo, can affect you for a year and sometimes even up to a couple of years. And Barack Obama is born August the 4th. The solar eclipse was August the 1st, so it's close enough that the solar eclipse was right around his birthday. John McCain is a Virgo, but his Mars, the warrior planet, is at 12 degrees of Leo, and there's the solar eclipse at 9 degrees of Leo. Both of these men are going to be very energized and charged with these eclipses over the next year. With John McCain, that might be that if it's his destiny to be president, he is so raring to go to war. That's the Mars. With Barack Obama, the solar eclipse on his birthday indicates that he's coming to one of the biggest turning points of his life and a major new phase, a major new cycle's beginning. That could be precedent, but if he doesn't, he went from being virtually an unknown, and if he doesn't become president, he's going to have a voice on the world stage. Either way, he is going into a whole major phase of life.
Well, now, which one would be the better of the presidents? I mean, just the short thing that you said about McCain wanting to, you know, have World War III really doesn't bode well for anyone on the planet, and certainly doesn't sound like presidential material to me.
Well, I did a whole profile analysis on both of them on a video on my site. John McCain is a Virgo. His moon's in Capricorn. There's a real kind of no-nonsense, practical, kind of a more managerial style. And he has a Libra rising, which could be good for working on both sides of Congress. He's much more realistic and down-to-earth in his approach. Barack Obama is that Leo, wants to be the best, which is good, but it's in hard angle to Neptune, which is the idealist, and he has an Aquarius rising, so he's the humanitarian. There are good things in the personalities of each of these men. It's just that what is the country, what are they going to desire at election day? Because if things get so unbelievably unstable and get even worse, will they want John McCain because there's a real practical, experienced, grounded realist with John McCain? Or are they going to go to Barack Obama because we need some hope, we need some dreams, we need a different way of looking at this?
Diplomacy.
And diplomacy. So it's hard to say only because we're having Saturn and Uranus in opposition. It's going to happen like five times, and the first time is on election day. The last time, this happens every 45 years. The last time was 1965 into 66. And so for all the listeners who's old enough, that was one of the biggest turning points of the 20th century after World War II, of course. You know, with civil rights, women's rights, it was just all, and then all the protesters for the Vietnam War. And 2012, it actually begins in 2011, I also wrote about this on an article, is the first critical point of what was happening astrologically in 65 and 66. That was Pluto and Uranus were conjunct, which is a very rare phenomena because Pluto takes 248 years to move around the solar system. Uranus is 84 years, and they aligned in 65 and 66. And the first 90-degree angle between these two planets, which is the first testing phase, begins in 2011. And that is everything that all of the protesters and the young college age baby boomers with no power in the 60s at the time. Now it's there's going to be this energy that are you going to go for what your ideals were in the mid 60s? Only the baby boomers are now in power. I thought all the chaos that that we're experiencing now wasn't really going to get that bad, as bad as it is now, until that time. So I think we're in for a rough ride, but I'm not so doom and gloom and negative because we're moving into the age of Aquarius, and I really think that things sometimes need to get worse to get people's attention. And now with the internet and more of the global community, that I think the whole planet, there's more positive people than negative people, right? There's more supportive people than evil people, you would like to believe, right? And I think now with the internet, all the positive people of the world can come together collectively more quickly and kind of stamp out evil. But we've got to, you know, but evil has got to get us our attention to get us off of the couch and stop being apathetic and self-absorbed. And so it's going to be a rough ride to wake everybody up. I think that's what 2012, that big shift of consciousness. But I think it's a waking up, which will be stressful, but then we'll bring in the age of enlightenment when we have to save the planet, we have to save the world, or else. And I believe there's more good than evil. And so I'm very optimistic about the future.
Wow. I like that. That's a good sign if you're optimistic.
Not so optimistic about the next couple of years, but it's all going to work out for the best.
Yeah, it's a shame that it would have to take a more suffering for the collective to wake up, you know.
Well, what happened to all the protesters? You know it.
Mm-hmm.
We were so gung-ho, and now everybody's more concerned about their BMW and their 401k plan.
Well, I understand that statement, but you know, you're talking to my audience, and of course, this is a very different audience than your mainstream. I know you know that, and we probably most people who are listening already are awake, and you know, we've been off the materialistic grid for a long time. And we have been kind of banding together. I mean, thank God for the internet, because it really does level the playing field.
Well, when you talk about it that way, Carrie, I absolutely agree. And I'm very much a part of this whole movement since I got involved here in California since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But their voice isn't very loud as it was in the 60s. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you, and I think it's going to get louder, and
yes.
And here's the thing is, so many things have been put into place, obviously, because we have the, no better way to say it, but we have the cabal running the show in the government right now, and they've put into place, obviously, all these tricks up their sleeve to squash any, civil disobedience, and that's the concern that I have, and how to get through to the next level. And I know we're going to get to that next level. I really believe that we will prevail, that the middle class will step forward and prevail out of this.
Well, let me tell you a little story. Pluto moved into Capricorn this year, and now it's kind of regressed back into Sagittarius, to kind of clean up what we didn't learn with Sagittarius since 1995. And by the beginning of December 2008, Pluto will move back into Capricorn until 2023. The last time Pluto was into Capricorn, we signed the Declaration of Independence. It was that whole period that triggered the French and the American Revolution, and that was the birth of the democratic ideals. And America was the first country formed with these ideals. When Pluto, that rules the masses in power and transformation, was in Capricorn, Capricorn rules the system, the business, the government. And we formed a whole new government ideology, in 1776, when Pluto was in Capricorn. The middle, it helped create the middle class around the world.
Yes.
The middle classes have lost a lot of power. And we've often heard about how in other countries there's no middle class, it's only rich and poor, and we always like, yeah, that's the other countries. But all of a sudden we're starting to realize that we're becoming like those other countries, and we're losing the middle class. Mm-hmm. But I'm very hopeful, because with Pluto moving into Capricorn last January and giving us the taste of what we need to pay attention to, I think, you see, the French and the Americans went to war, went to revolution for the ideals of democracy, for the middle class, for equality for all men. Now that Pluto's back into Capricorn, it's a wake-up call to the middle class of, are you in better shape than you were back then? You know, are you more empowered? Are you really participating in the democratic process? And slowly but surely, I think over these coming short years, the middle class is going to hit the streets. and start demanding that they come back into power. Mm-hmm. But they become apathetic. And that's Pluto moving back into Capricorn like it did 248 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I see that is a real positive. But we had to have a lot of upheaval a couple of hundred years ago, and then things got so much better. And I think this is just kind of a harsh wake-up call for everybody to join the collective, and I think things will calm down in the next decade and be better than ever. But we had to wake up.
Do you foresee that, okay, by what time period are we talking about that you see it's all coming together?
All coming together?
Well, you know what? I don't want to be too over dramatic about it. maybe half coming together. By 2012, maybe half, and then by 2020?
No, 2012 is when it starts to get really intense.
Oh, really?
I thought it already was. No, this is just the preview.
Oh, my God. You know what? For some of us, it's been a long intensity, actually, because, you know, we've been on the cutting edge for a long time. And we've been looking for this reprieve come 2012. And you're saying it's
well,
not going to happen?
Well, you see, when there's this threshold of all the enlightened people starting to own their voice and their power and want to be heard, and the shot that will be heard around the world?
Well, we had the non-impeachment hearings. That was one step in the right direction.
Very bland.
Well, I hear you, but it was at least a seed that got planted.
Well, it hasn't sprouted yet.
Will it happen, though, once Bush is out of office?
I believe that the threshold for positive change is the 2012. But 2012, to me, when I look to all the astrological aspects, is not when we're in nirvana paradise. It's when the threshold of the enlightened, the middle class, the baby boomers go, I'm not taking this anymore, and we're taking back our planet, whether the government likes it or not. And then it's going to be really intense. It might even be these energies could be about global warming when we start, because nobody's doing anything about it on a worldwide scale, and things could get so bad by that time that we have to do something. And then that will be, to me, the turning point. But the turning point with crisis, I see that things will get more into a rhythm of this enlightenment. And we'll always be working on it by 2020. Mm. And so between, you know, things are just getting worse and worse and worse to 2012. By 2012, we reach a threshold where the collective starts to take over, which is a good thing. But then it's got to implement and take charge and take responsibility. That'll take several years. And then by 2015, you know, we're starting to work it out and get it together. By 2020, I think we're into a major new phase. Now, I'm saying this astrologically, not just pulling a number out of the sky. We have these 200-year cycles. Jupiter and Saturn represents business, and it also represents kind of the social kind of climate. In the early 1800s, Jupiter and Saturn, well, it comes together. They join up together every 20 years. So there's these 20-year business cycles. And in the early 1800s, they began repeating every 20 years in the same element of Earth. Earth was setting the stage for the Industrial Revolution, okay? Because Earth is coal and steel and manufacturing and automobiles and oil and all that, right? That's been the last 200 years, Jupiter, Saturn, every 20 years moving into Earth signs. In 1980, we had the preview of Jupiter, Saturn moving into Libra, the first air sign. In 2000, it was in Taurus, back into Earth for 20 more years. And then in 2012, it's back into air for about 200 years. When it's in air, air is intellectual. It's communications. And what was the era of 1980 to 2000? The information age. Microsoft, internet, you know, the telephone.
It was an explosion of
It was an explosion of ideas and technology in the global community. And then in 2000, George Bush came back in the office, all the oil men, and they went back to let's make billions of dollars from the earth and control and ego. So it was like going regressing back, but regressing back to seeing the bigger picture by 2020 of what we need to get rid of and what was good.
Mm-hmm. It's like a cleanup time period.
Yes. So in 2020, for 200 years after that, it's going to be the information age of ideas and equality. And the first cycle is in Aquarius. And we're moving into the age of Aquarius. And I think we can start moving in that direction slowly if Barack Obama gets into office, because he has an Aquarius rising. If John McCain gets into the office, I think he'll be replaced in 2012, obviously, because of all the turmoil, and when the rest of the world will wake up and go, oh, all right, we did make a really big mistake, and let's go after Obama or whoever.
It seems like we always get the president, our consciousness is deserving at the time, unfortunately. Hopefully we don't get to keep playing over and over with John McCain, but maybe we have to get it right.
Yes, maybe we have to learn our lesson the hard way. So did we get any emails or phone calls or questions?
Let us ask the audience, hopefully, to call in and ask questions, because you have your chance now with Terrence Gardino, who is a fantastic astrologer. Go ahead and look at the Internet, the phone numbers, and in fact, I will tell you what they are. Toll-free for the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. Toll-free for both the U.S. and Canada, it is 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So we'll have calls on astrology from our audience, and we'll just continue on here. And you know, Terry, you and I met on a cruise.
Yes, it was great.
Which was fantastic, and just being there with this whole group of like-minded people and doing, you know, our lectures, I felt such a high. And it was an interesting time period in terms of what was going on astrologically. You brought such a fresh and clear information about my astrological chart at the time, which I was needing. And just so people know, you do private sessions for...
Oh, yes, that's how I pay the rent.
And do you have an 800 number you want to give people, or just go to your website?
The best thing is go to my website, astro-counseling.com, and not only can you listen to your video forecast each month, but I've now started a new service, because people are going broke these days, or basically just being afraid to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of my full reading that can be expensive for people who, you know, don't know me and they're nervous, I've decided to start a new service, which I did a month ago, of just answering one question for $50. And also I'm adding in a six-month computer-generated printout of their forecast. And I go into detail for about a page length that I write, just answering their question.
Well, and everyone has experienced the solar eclipse recently, and if they know their chart, they may want to know what's happening in their chart because of that. And what does the solar eclipse do to it? If it's hitting a planet, for instance.
Well, in your chart.
What?
In your chart.
Oh, I'd love to know, yeah.
It's hitting your Pluto.
Oh, boy. What does that mean?
Well, Pluto is the planet of transformation. It can rule psychology, the occult, turning points. If you resist it, if you resist change, it's always like coming up against a tidal wave.
Mm.
But if you embrace it, it's a time of a big shift, big turning point. Eclipses will repeat its cycle every 19 years. What it is, it's a new moon, but it's a solar eclipse new moon, which means it's a really strong new moon. A new moon is a time of new beginnings, and it can affect you for a good year, maybe longer. And when it's on your Pluto, depending on how your Pluto is configured and which house it is in, but it can it would tell me that on some level, carry out his life in these next year is going to go through a big shift, which is always good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm so used to shifts. Might as well be a big one.
Might as well.
I do get the sense that by December, it just feels to me like so much for people is starting to break loose in terms of their fear being finally let go and not succumbing to it anymore. And, you know, I get the impression that if we can get through the next couple of months, we're doing fine. We're going to, on the other side of that, we're going to be flying. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I already saw, I've seen it affect me already, where watching CNN too much started to get freaked out that the world was collapsing and found myself just feeling sorry for myself because every recession since I've been doing astrology, my clientele has dropped and I was living hand to mouth and it's like, oh, here we go again. But instead of shutting down, well, I did shut down for a month or so, and then I just decided, no, you know, I'm just going to try new things. And that's where I put in that new offer, started doing new videos, and then I changed my website and started taking credit cards online. And it's like I can freeze and get into fear,
mm-hmm.
or I can just be proactive and do something about it because destiny is going to take its course.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided I'm just going to march right through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I did? I actually applied to teaching on the college level in my area, which I've been teaching all sorts of classes at the Heartlink Institute. I might as well teach at one of the nearby colleges.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. You can say that when I get the job.
Well, that could be the solar eclipse on your Pluto.
Oh, okay.
Because that would be a major shift, wouldn't it?
It sure would. It's just stepping forward and taking the risk and, okay, you know, I can handle this.
Well,
you know?
Some other good news for you. Saturn is a 30-year cycle, and it's going to start moving into your second house of income by November, maybe the end of October, November. And it's going to be there for a couple of years.
Wonderful. And you know what? Now we have a caller.
Oh, good.
So, caller, introduce yourself, and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Ann. I'm calling from Detroit.
Wonderful. Ann, why don't you go ahead and ask your question?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and Terrence spoke briefly about the full moon and eclipse coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if there's anything specific that you can elaborate on regarding the financial sector, the U.S. financial sector in particular, if anything dramatic is going to be happening as far as you can tell, or... anything, I guess.
Well, usually with the eclipses, and I remember a client of mine, 20 years ago, she's a stockbroker, and she was following and taught me that usually several days after an eclipse, the market dips. And so these eclipses are really intense, and you've seen a great deal of volatility. You know, recently everything was starting to finally go up, and now in the last couple of days it's been dropping again. I do think, though, the United States Venus can deal with our values, what we love, and therefore it's a planet that deals with money. And Pluto is going to start being in difficult angle to it next spring for 2 years. And so there's going to be a big shift in how money is being redistributed. Now, I see that as an opportunity. But the people who had the money, a lot of people who had the money or made money in the old ways, they're going to lose if they don't change. And yet, millionaires and billionaires can be made in the next couple of years because monies are going to be made in different ways. And I think with Pluto and Capricorn, which is a whole new way of doing business, could be the green business. Mm-hmm. Because that is still small, and because of gas being so high, that could be an example of necessity, you know, is the invention, what is that quote? But I do think there's a lot of turbulence financially. I think September things will be a little smoother, but this month makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't sell.
Well,
I would wait till September when things calm down.
Well, I don't know why I'm so nervous, but my gut is just telling me to be extremely nervous about, regardless of what you hear on the news, I guess just because of how in debt this country is. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like something's coming to a head very, very soon.
Well, I do think it is coming to a head, but you need to be prepared. And such as, you know, either put your money in a real safe money market or, you know, learn what industries, maybe gold, you know, whatever you learn is a safety net. What sign are you?
Cancer.
Cancer.
So where's her Jupiter? What
Jupiter
did she focus on?
Is in Capricorn, opposite Cancer. This is really good for getting help from others, from partnerships, good for relationships. Jupiter's in retrograde now to September 7th, but after that you should be getting a lot more help and support from close, or even getting some offers and opportunities from others.
Well, and band together, this is a time where we really need to have alliances and a cooperative togetherness right now.
Yeah.
In whatever form that might take for you. And it might be family members, it might be friends, no longer, it's not about doing things on your own anymore. I mean, this is really getting...
Yes, that's going into the age of the Aquarius, which mm-hmm. is the collective.
That's right.
Yeah, that's something I've always had a little trouble with. I'm always used to doing things pretty independently, and I'm having a little trouble with the idea of relying, I guess, on others.
Well, it's a supportive teamwork, in other words.
Right,
and
right.
It's not about you having to become just codependent, so much as it's becoming interdependent.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wasn't sure whether my, my own gut instinct was...
Well, you're a Cancer, and Cancers tend to be very intuitive and sensitive. So, yes, you are picking up on all the craziness. So just try to, being a Cancer, you need to just find your own private sanctuary, whether it's your bedroom and shut the door, or a park and be by yourself, and just go inward, calm down, chill out, and you'll get through this.
Call on your angels. And again, it's asking for help from the other side as well. So, you know, it's both this world and the invisible worlds that we're now relying on.
Absolutely, and I'm doing all of the above. And Carrie L., you're doing such a great service. You've got a fantastic show.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
It was a real pleasure listening to this show, and thank you so much, Terrence. I appreciate the information.
Well, thank you for calling.
Wonderful.
Okay. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And Terrence, you just nail the right on the head there. You really know where to help people. And that Jupiter thing, you want to tell people what that's about?
Well, I did a video last year that got thousands of hits on YouTube and on my site called The Secret and Astrology. Remember when The Secret came out and was such a big deal?
Yeah.
So I wanted to teach people what that was about astrologically in a very simple way. Because the secret of life is faith, positive thinking, believe it, and it will happen for you. And so that's Jupiter. Jupiter is the essence of optimism and hope and protection in your chart. Saturn is the principle of limitation and reality and fear. And so I wanted to teach people that if you look to where the Saturn is that more dominant? Then you might look at life more limitedly. But if you have a strong Jupiter, you might look at all the possibilities. Because if you're always looking for possibilities, something's going to work one day, and that's why you're lucky. So Jupiter goes through each sign for a whole year, and there's the 12 signs, so Jupiter goes through its cycle every 12 years, and it's now in Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a candidate that has a Jupiter return, or did you mention that someone, either Obama or McCain?
Obama is going to have his Jupiter return in January. Before we run out of time,
sure.
That Saturn-Uranus opposition is an amazing archetype because it's these two opposing energies that are polar opposite that happens every 45 years. And the first time it hits is going to be on election day. Saturn represents the old, the establishment, tradition, the old guard. That's McCain. It's in opposition to Uranus. Uranus rules Aquarius. Uranus is progressive, idealistic, the new, the young. That's Obama. He's young, he's black, he's progressive, he's left.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is the Uranus. And Pluto moving into Capricorn is a big change in government over these next couple of decades. But Pluto moved back into Sagittarius until after the election. If Pluto was in Capricorn at the election, I would say with confidence, Barack Obama is the president.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back into Sagittarius, and the Saturn-Uranus is so unpredictable and unstable that, you know, when I go online and search all of the professional astrologers around the world, it's sort of like 50-50. Nobody can make up. I think it's 50-50 because half the people are for McCain, the other half are for Obama.
That's probably true. Yeah. Well, you were about to say something about my Saturn. Can we real quick say something about that?
Oh, yes, the good news.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Every 30 years, when Saturn moves into your second house of money and income, it is during that cycle of a couple of years, you almost always end up making more money than you've had over the last 30 years.
That wouldn't be too hard to do, actually.
But the thing is, for most people, it begins being really worried about money.
Mm.
But with Saturn, it kicks in very quickly that this is serious. You better do something.
Mm-hmm.
This happened for me. Was it 2002?
Mm.
After 9/11, the recession hit, and boom, bam, I couldn't pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
At the exact same time, a wealthy client said, "Do you need a job?"
Mm-hmm.
And after 20 years of being in my own business, I said, "Oh, please, thank you." And I jumped in there and I took the job. And over those next couple of years, I stayed at the job. I made more money than I've ever made.
All right.
And the benefit was I paid off all my bills, so I quit the job, and now I'm in the best financial position of my life because I did all that hard work for a couple of years.
Super.
That's Saturn moving into your second.
Mm.
It's going to teach you responsibility, and it's going to build a good, solid financial foundation for you over the next 2 years, but it might start off with, oh, my God. I have to do something.
That kicked in a while ago, Karen.
Well, then you're going to start doing, maybe that's taking a job with a university.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And with the solar eclipse on the Pluto, a big change. So I think you're going to be just fine.
Oh, that's terrific to hear that. Thank you. And on that note, everyone else there listening is going to be just fine. Again, just know that you're being protected and guided in the right way. So, and thank you, Terrence. Once again, you've been listening to my guest, Terrence Gardino, and his website is astro-counseling.com. And this is Carrie L's Heartlink Show. And I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank BBS for allowing me this wonderful show to go on. And listen next time when I will have Barbara Lamb, and she's returning, and she'll be talking about her latest book, Alien Experiences, as well as the crop circle. She'll be just coming back from England. So, and please do go to my website at heartlinkinstitute.com. And I want to thank all of you for listening, and thank you so much, Terrence.
Thank you, Carrie Al. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you're wonderful. And I'm so glad we've been able to connect and broaden our horizons towards more freedom, light, and love. Have a great day. Bye-bye.